Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, we are in Orlando, Florida, where I didn't know that there were all these parks here.
Scooby, what do you mean?
You didn't tell me there were like 90 different amusement parks here.
Oh, yeah, there's Orlando, there's SeaWorld, there's Universal, there's Legoland, there's like the Jesus Christ World thing. There's all kinds of cool stuff there.
There's a Jesus Christ World?
Yeah, I forget what they call it, Faith World, where you can like see Bethlehem and where Jesus was born and all that
what?
Kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. There's theme parks for everything.
Do they charge admission? That doesn't seem fair.
That should be free.
Yeah.
They charge admission. I'm a Catholic. They take money.
You do good deeds and you get in. You get a free ticket.
Oh,
that
okay.
Should be what it is. What the heck? We're next to something.
Right now?
No, our hotel.
Yeah, we're next to all of that. Or Universal, SeaWorld, right?
Disney dominated. I didn't know there were all the other parks here.
Disney does dominate though, right, Scuba? Like Disney dominates this area.
It's like the king. It's like the Coca-Cola of the sodas, and then you kind of go down a little bit. Universal is also second, I would say.
What, that'd be Pepsi?
Pepsi, yes.
Do it. Walk it down.
All right.
So Disney's Coke.
Yep.
Universal's Pepsi.
Pepsi.
What's Jesus? Is it grape juice? Hey.
It's a Crush.
Like Schweppes. Schweppes, like ginger ale Schweppes. So kind of like towards the bottom. It's not really that fun. You only go there unless you have to go there. Or like you have family in town. I would say the third would be SeaWorld, which I would call it Dr. Pepper, maybe.
We're near SeaWorld.
I didn't know they had rides. Right.
They have rides. Yeah, they have actually some of the best roller coasters are at SeaWorld.
Hmm. Well, we got here. We did the show. We flew down. We did a day with the University of Central Florida football team. We're doing a whole series, video, audio. But we spent time with the quarterback for UCF. And I don't know, man. It's crazy to watch a guy like that throw, messing around, just chunking.
It was pretty unbelievable.
Just chunking it. And so we did. I fell pretty hard yesterday.
That was so sad.
We went into the practice field, Amy, and we did a whole thing. We went through. We went through the coach's office, Coach Gus Malzahn, who we're going to talk with today. But we went through the weight room,
locker
facility,
rooms.
Met with the athletic director, locker rooms, and then went into the stadium. And then we went into the practice field. We were going to do the interview in the stadium, but it was so windy. But not only that, there was like a kid who was power washing the bench. So every time we would sit down, he'd go, bah! So then we went into this. And then at the end, we were running routes with the quarterback. And I just have on a pair of like New Balance tennis shoes, no cleats. And I'm running it. He says, like, run a 10 yard out. And you get to that spot and you break down to throw the defender off, where it's like you're doing chops because they don't know which way you're going to go.
Yeah.
And I turn hard to the left doing an out, just wipe out. Didn't even see it coming. Next thing, I just look up and I'm on the ground. So, but yeah, my hip hurts a little bit from that.
It was sad.
It hurt.
It was like no offense, Bones, but it was like old man trying to move his feet fast and they just weren't moving.
But it was cleats. It wasn't age. I didn't have cleats. Eddie dropped a big pass. Big bomb.
Okay, you had to bring that
big
up.
Big bomb. But that's what we're doing in Orlando. And then we're going to go, did the show today and tomorrow. And then we're going to go to the Carolina Panthers training camp, the NFL team, tomorrow and do that and then be back. So just try not to hurt myself. It's fun stuff. I'm just trying not to hurt myself.
Did you hurt yourself from the fall?
My hip hurts a little bit.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it sucks a little bit. So that's what we're doing. That's why we are not on video, but we sound a little bit like we're in different rooms, that's what's up. We don't have cameras. Usually we have cameras when we do it, so we can make it seem like we're not in different rooms. I do want to talk about a couple things. I have notes here. Amy, you did watch the Black Mirror episode I told you to watch about the documentary?
The one I finished, yes. I gave up on it because I thought it was very boring. And then you said, no, don't give up. So I went back and I finished it, and I was like, okay.
Would you say it was boring when you finished it?
Not boring. Not boring. Not boring at all.
I don't even think it's that boring if you pay attention.
Sure.
I think Amy...
Multitask.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah. And so don't say too much, but could you see why I could not stop thinking about that episode for days?
Yes. Yep.
It affected me.
Mm-hmm. But what's like, Amy, what's a good word? Like crazy? Like shocking? What's a good word?
My word was affected because I love Black Mirror. It's my favorite show. It's like how technology is making us worse, probably. The bad side, the dark side of technology. And I've watched every episode. There are certain episodes that stick with me. The White Bear episode sticks with me. I can't get out of my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
But this one, when I finished it for like 3 days, I just kept thinking about how I did not think that. It was just wild.
The one that sticks with me is the helicopter parent, the one that can see through the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy, dude.
Amy, what was your word for watching that one this season?
Gosh, I don't like to... say words.
She goes effed so up
to like spoil things, but yeah
don't
like,
spoil a word. Don't spoil a word.
However, whatever you just said about wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a good word. That'll work.
That's my word. That's my safe
Mike,
word.
Mike, you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
That one mess you up?
It's good. It's like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's like a horror movie.
Yeah, that's.
And then there's another one this season that's like a horror movie too. Mm. The space one's not a horror movie to me.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it's but I guess it wasn't like monster, like,
It's modern horror. I think it was
okay. But I saw, okay, that's modern horror? Mm-hmm. Mike's saying that's modern horror.
Oh.
There's another one with a girl who's an actress. Have you guys seen that one?
The last one?
No, it's the next to last one, where she is a famous actress, and she's in another country shooting a movie. You must not have seen that one, Mike. Then I'm not going to say much else about it, but that was one that was unlike any of the other ones that I've ever seen on Black Mirror. And that's my favorite show. You see that one, Amy?
No, I've only watched up to the space one. So I've seen episodes 1 through 3.
Mike, you not seen that one? Oh, that's still... Like, that's horror movie-ish, too.
Is Black Mirror American, or is it like from another country?
Well...
It seems like it's from another country.
Fancy and funny, you should ask. Because it started purely British, wouldn't you agree, Mike? And now it has extreme American
influence,
actors.
Yeah. Oh. But it's still
British at its core. Yeah, the guy's British who makes it.
Okay.
But it used to be totally British, and now it's definitely, there's some United States of America in there. Okay. Even some of the famous actors they get are American. Okay, so Amy, what do you give that Black Mirror episode, though, before we move on?
Out of 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. 4.
Mm. Wow.
4 camcorders out of 5.
Good.
Not bad.
And that's she would have given it 1 because she gave up on it.
I was. Mm. I was like, this is so boring.
Amy, you need to start watching stuff, like watching.
Yeah.
Instead I feel like she's like, missed a lot of really good things over the last 10 years.
Yeah, because she's cleaning, cooking, homework with your kids.
I carry my computer around, workout. I don't know. That's just when I can. That's when I get it done. I do need to do more of that. You're right, Eddie. I do need to do more of like just lay there and watch it.
There you go.
Hey, Morgan. Question.
What's up?
I've been seeing. It's going to touch a pretty touchy subject with Lunchbox, but I've been seeing your Ed Sheeran video pop up on other things
everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It was on Good Morning America. It's been on Entertainment Tonight. It was on Fox TV.
What?
Yeah, and Lunchbox was like, that ain't viral. It ain't even a million. It's now so big that it's getting views in other places where Morgan's not even getting the credit for.
Yeah, like they tag me or whatever, but it's on their platform, so it's not coming to me. But yeah, it's everywhere.
So Morgan went to a small bar that has karaoke here in town, and Ed Sheeran came in and sang karaoke, and she recorded it, and then everybody's using it.
So, but she wasn't the only one with a phone there. Like, why is hers getting all the traction?
Great question. Morgan, what do you think?
I think it's because I posted it, like, right after it happened, and it blew up overnight. And I don't think everybody started posting theirs until the next morning. I was just like, I'm just going to throw this up real quick while I'm here. And I think that was the difference.
Let's go to Lunchbox for comment.
Oh, man. I guess my mic. There it is. Oh, man. I should have gone.
Would you admit it's viral now?
No, I ain't gonna admit that. Because I
haven't
seen it.
How many views on Morgan? How many views on yours? Just yours alone, all the times it's been shown to millions of people on Entertainment Tonight, or you could insert all the other things we just said.
Yeah.
How many? Let's see. Give me your views whenever you pull it up.
572,000.
And that's just hers,
right? But then you go over to like E, who posted hers in their own reel, and it has 500,000. So you add all those up, and it's in the millions.
But here's
the
problem.
But that's not fair.
Yeah, no one knows that's Morgan's video. No one.
They do. Her name is on the screen.
But they put her up every single time.
No, they do not put a picture of Morgan up. So they don't.
No, they put her name up. They put her name at Webmore
Morgan. How many followers have you gained from this?
Yeah, there's been quite a few hundred that have come through.
100.
Oh.
There you go.
She said quite a few hundred.
But Lunchbox, you were considering your video of Peyton Manning viral, right?
You guys did. You guys told me it had.
Oh, but okay. So you don't? So okay. You don't?
Well, it has over 7 million.
No. So you don't? Your video is not viral of Peyton Manning. That it's just him.
No, I. It is. It has over 7
viral?
Million
yes or no?
Views.
Okay. And where are you?
She has 500,000.
That's
a big difference.
Did yours get picked up by like ESPN?
I have
or
no
anything?
Idea. I don't know who picked it up. I don't pay attention
Our
to that.
Our point is you have to pick one because the focus of that video is Peyton Manning, not you.
No, I'm not saying that but 500,000 is not viral.
It's been on for 2 days and it's also been on like all these networks. You just were like, it's not viral.
I still don't see it on. I'm looking at Good Morning America's Twitter. And ain't
I turned TV on right now. It ain't on, so it can't be.
It was on their broadcast.
Yeah, they showed it on their actual news.
That's crazy.
Not one person said, hey, look at this. I saw this on Good Morning America. I don't think, I mean, if grandma and grandpa are watching Good Morning America, I don't think anybody is. I mean, that's a good thing about Good Morning America. No one watches.
They do too.
That's just not true. Morgan, thank you.
Yeah.
Good job on that.
You know, I really want to know though, like, what is Lunchbox doing to get on the news? Because I've gotten on like 3 times this year and he's not.
Well, I'm not
like,
a blonde. That's what's my problem. I don't have a
blonde. But she's not in the video. You just said her face wasn't in it.
He's kind of a blonde.
I'm just saying I should have gone to the bar. That's what I should have done.
What does that have to do with you being blonde?
I made the mistake. I should have gone.
Okay.
Yeah, follow up on the blonde thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the first thing that came out of his mouth.
If you're walking, here's what news people do. It's sort of like at a sporting event. What do? They show the hot chicks in the crowd, right?
But so she's not in the video.
You're not letting me finish. So she got interviewed at the gym. You think they're going to talk to the guy walking from the gym or a short little blonde that looks like she can't defend herself? They're going to talk to the little blonde because they're talking about car break-ins. So they're going to talk to the little innocent blonde that's walking to the... That's what I'm saying. Like, it pays to be a chick.
I feel like if a news person saw Lunchbox, they would be like, that'd be a good one. He can't defend himself.
Right. Or if there was... Because I saw a story that's like, doctors say you should only shower 3 times a week, and I'd go to find somebody that doesn't shower much. I'd be like, he doesn't shower much.
That's right, but they don't do stories on that kind of stuff. Oh.
No, they literally, I just saw that. Anyway, Morgan, congratulations.
Thank you.
Dang, I should have gone to that bar. I'm going to talk to my wife tonight and be like, see, we should have gone.
Well, if you go now, he's not going to be there.
No, I'm saying we should have gone that night.
Is Ed here? Do you know when Ed's coming back? Morgan and Scuba Steve went on their date.
Yeah, we did. We went and got pedicures.
Which is great, and I love it, but... So Scuba was at my house before we went to Morgan's. We had our second date. We did a mirror date.
Yeah, we did.
Where you get a mirror, you look in it, and then you hang out for half an hour. No.
You
had to
move it in your truck and put it up on the wall.
Yeah. And so as we're sitting at the house, just, you know, talking like you do on a date, we've spent half an hour just talking it up. Scuba's like, we're going to go get pedicures. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's fun. Morgan and I. And he goes, well, they know me there.
They know scuba there?
It was his place they
went
to.
What? I thought this was Morgan's place.
Yeah, Morgan, no. So he told you that's what he wanted to do?
Yeah, so I gave him all these options. I was like, let's go rock climbing. We could go boxing. We can, you know, go go-karting. Like, I had all these adventurous ideas for a date. And he goes, I really need to get a pedicure done. And he's like, I got a place. We can go there. And I think he goes there like once a month and he gets the pedicures done.
And I would have done your fun stuff, but my shoulder's injured. So that's why we did pedicure. But I do love pedicures. I'm all about them. I have no problem saying that.
I think he would have chosen pedicure over if his shoulder wasn't injured. Because when he was talking about it, he's like, it's awesome. He was like, I love it. He goes, they put wax on your leg. And he goes, they go all the way up your leg.
They massage it and everything.
I think like, so, too, because I pitched these ideas to him before he injured his shoulder.
See, the shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm. You can't use that, Scuba.
That's valid.
Scuba, who have you not been on a date with yet?
I still need to go on with Amy.
But mine was me hiking, but now I don't know about the shoulder.
Oh, I can hike with my legs. My legs are fine.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I know, but yesterday, walking, he was like, oh, my arm.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it does hurt more, yes. So we could. So I have to do Amy still, Abby, and Mike.
Hello.
Oh, and Lunchbox. Ray? And Lunchbox.
And Lunchbox. It sounds like most people.
Yeah.
Well, half. I've done half.
Did Ray too?
Ray and I already did ours. Yeah, we did ours last week. We went and got rode scooters and had some drinks.
Oh, yeah. No, I almost hit Ray on a scooter. I forgot to tell you that.
What?
You did? You almost hit him?
Ray comes flying around out of what? Near work is not where you ride scooters, but occasionally there's one from somebody who goes a little too far. And all of a sudden, I see Ray flying down the road that I drive home on a scooter. Whoa, right by my car. And I was like, wait, what? And then I see Scuba like trying to get on an app and get on his scooter. And I was like, I guess this is their date. They drove around work on scooters.
Huh.
How did that go? What did you guys do exactly?
Well, we wanted to do more scootering, but a massive storm hit Nashville. So we scootered to a bar, hid out there while the storm hit, had a couple drinks, had some pizza, and then just decided it was time to bail. There was a secret little business I wanted to take Scuba to, was unable to do that, but maybe for another time.
A secret business? Sounds like a massage parlor type place.
Kinda is like that, yeah.
Wait, what?
No, but no. But when I say that, I mean they like do massage, but more.
Like they get busted.
Not that. It's a place that fronts is one thing, and you go in the back door, and whoa, oh, this is my. Exciting.
What?
No, that's what that is.
Correct, but it's not that.
Well, then what is it?
It's like a CBD place.
Like
well,
a
CBD is legal though.
For
yeah, no, it's totally legal, but it's just odd where you would think you're going to get your hair done and you just go in the back door and you're like, heck yeah, this is awesome.
Wait, what?
Wait, where's the barber? He's not here. Who are you? Why is it smelling here?
Smells like a skunk.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like a Scuba place.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay, well, we were last night, we went to the, checked in the hotel. We didn't get in until late. And we go, and I see these little candy bars up on the desk. And I say, Eddie, look. He goes, what? I said, look at the candy bar. He said, what? So he said, oh, they were the world's finest chocolate with almonds in the middle.
I was wondering if you'd like to buy any.
Did you see them, Lunchbox?
Yeah, Eddie tagged me on Instagram in it and said, Lunchbox, would you like to buy one or something like that?
And no, I did it like you, wondering if you'd like to buy any.
I wonder if you'd like to buy it.
Yeah.
It bring back memories?
It did bring back memories. And who else? Charlemagne the God put one up. Like, I guess maybe, I don't know if he has kids or something, but he had a box of them. So maybe he bought a box or
someone. He has kids.
And so maybe his kids was selling them, and he goes, I don't know what he said. Like, oh, this if this doesn't take you back to childhood, I don't know what does or something. People kept sending me that post, too, and I'm like, those were the days, man. Those were the days.
How'd it go again?
Oh, yes, we're selling world's finest chocolate for our – wait, hold on,
Oh, no.
He's never messed it up.
Oh, he's never missed it. Wow.
Ever.
Oh, he was like, okay, I got it. Sorry. I was reading an article. I wasn't paying attention to you guys. Really.
Okay.
You have one job. What's the article? And what is she wearing?
No. It's
what's she not wearing?
No, it's about the Gigillo Beach murderer guy that got arrested.
Yeah. The architect.
I saw that.
They are digging up his backyard, and they found bone fragments. But they don't know if they're human or not, but they are digging up his whole backyard, and there are bones or whatever. So I was enthralled in that. So I was trying to talk to you guys while I was reading that, and I was because I'm more interested in that.
So imagine he walked up to you and wanted to buy some candy. What would you say to him?
To who?
The Gigolo.
Gorgello.
Ooh, man. I'd be like, yeah, you're kind of creepy, man.
But then you would say?
I'd be like, yeah, for our Little League fundraiser this year, we're selling world's finest chocolate with almonds in the middle. And I was wondering if you'd like to buy any.
There he is. There he is. Which, by the way, we'll buy all your chocolate today because it is your birthday. Lunchbox is birthday
happy
today.
Birthday, Lunch.
Eddie thought you were 33.
No. That was a slip. I meant to say 43.
We were talking about Lunchbox. He wasn't with us in the car. We were having a little Lunchbox in memoriam, except he didn't die. We were talking about the good days. And Eddie's like, he's 33 today. And I was like, really? He does not look good for 33. And then he goes, oh, I mean 43. Right? Or 42.
He's 42.
Yeah, I'm 42.
Oh, 42.
Sorry, Eddie. I'm not as old as...
You're not as old as me.
Yeah, I'm not old like you, dude.
So what's the deal?
What do you mean, what's the deal? I'm 42.
Oh, let me pause for a second.
Oh, yeah.
For a mid-roll.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
We're back. Lunchbox, what's the deal? What's your birthday? What are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, after work, I'll ride my bike home because I don't have a car.
But you're the reason you don't have a car. You're acting like every time you have a car.
Guys, it's not my fault the car broke down.
No, but cars break down.
I understand. And I have an appointment to get it looked at, but they can't get me until next Monday. So, I mean, I got to wait.
I thought you said the next time it goes down, you're done with it.
Well, I said that, but, you know, when push comes to shove, it's hard to let go of things. It's sort of like a toxic relationship. You know, like, oh, I'm never going back
toxic
to her. And then you're like,
so
oh,
your
you know,
car abuses you?
No, it's not. No, whoa.
Over
I didn't
and
say,
over and over?
No, your I didn't say abuse. I said toxic, like where you fight a lot, like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you're probably not good for each other anymore. You should move on, but you just, something brings you back together. And that's how it is with my car. It's like, I probably should move on because she is old. She's 18 years old. She's lived a great life.
Way too old for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She has a lot of miles on her, and she broke down. And so, like, is it worth the money? Probably not, but there's something. There's something about me and her that we go good together. And so it's hard to break away.
What's he talking about?
His car.
Some 18-year-old.
Oh, his car.
Yeah, I'm talking about my car, but it's just like a toxic relationship. It's like where you know, like you tell yourself, man, we should really not be together. We fight too much. Like, we're just not getting along. We don't have fun anymore. But then it's like, oh, but remember how good it used to be, and then we can make it work. And then you get back together, and then you fight more, and it's
she
like,
lets
oh.
you down again.
It just feels so good inside of her, right?
Right. Yes, it does. Gosh. It's so, so comfortable.
Yeah. Okay. We're using a studio of another morning show in Orlando. I saw. Did she come get her laptop?
She came in. Yeah.
She said she was going to come over back in a second. She wanted to take a picture with us. So I was like, cool.
Correct.
But I wanted to leave. Would you walk out there? And she can come in here and talk with us for a few minutes too. She's in like the lobby area, right?
I don't know.
I told her, I was like, you just go in.
She said she'd come back in 15 minutes.
Yeah, same. But we haven't turned the on-air light off because we've just stayed on the air doing this post show. But Lunchbox, what are you going to do for your birthday, though? That's the question.
No, literally, I don't know. I mean, I have no plans.
Your wife won't do anything for you?
If she has something planned, she hadn't told me.
Ooh, a surprise lunch? Mm.
I know that she said she was going to go walk with some woman, like another mom.
Oh, you know what that leads to?
Oh, dude.
That's a birthday
Happy
gift.
Birthday,
let's go.
Lunchbox.
That's awesome, dude. That'd
that's what you've always wanted.
Finally, your dream.
Guys, that'd be legit.
Oh,
that would be.
Amy, did you not know where that was going?
No, I get it now.
No?
Yeah.
Does she have headphones?
Hey,
headphones over there for you?
Somebody should give...
We're probably using her own headphones. We're... Yeah.
Somebody should give Lunchbox a ride home today for his birthday.
He doesn't want
Morgan.
It.
Morgan.
How would I... My bike is here.
Yeah.
Throw it in the back.
Scuba has a truck. We used it for our mirror date.
I'm good, man.
Does she have headphones at all? So she can hear the rest of the show? Okay, hey, we have a... Before we jump out of here, would you introduce yourself to our... So they're all in Nashville. Oh, hold on. Wait, are your microphones not on? No, I'm still not on. Hold on. Dang.
She sounds awesome.
Buttons.
If this were our studio, but we're stealing her studio and then we're not knowing how to work her equipment. Do you know how to do it?
You know.
She says she just started.
Really?
Recently.
Like 4 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike, what do we think? What about another mic? Oh,
this one. Here we go.
This one should work. Just
okay.
Fine. I don't know why I didn't take this one.
Try that one.
Yeah, let's do this
one. Oh, that one works.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right, I'm coming in.
Do you wear those as headphones? Amy wears
so my
those.
Seat is over here.
Oh,
so
got it.
Actually, but what you're wearing are my headphones.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
So she's like, take them off.
Yeah. No, I'm, but I haven't had lice for very long. It's been a new thing.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
Would you introduce yourself to our show here?
Hey, what's going on? I'm Nerys. I am with XL 106.7. We are Orlando's number one hit station, and I am a part of Johnny's House. So we are here from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Monday through Friday. Getting up at 3:30 in the morning hurts, but not this week because everyone is on vacation.
Are you on vacation?
Well, technically, I'm the one that's kind of like holding the fort down while everyone's on vacation, making sure that the station's running well and all that stuff. So, but technically, yes. Technically, no. I guess.
Wait,
you can say.
That's not technically.
Technically, yes. Like, because I don't have to get up at 3:30 in the morning, kind of thing. But like, no, because I'm new and I'm still learning and I'm like hungry for it. Like, I'm volunteering to come in. I'm the one that's kind of like, hey, I'm going to oversee the spots and all this good stuff. So, like, let me hold the fort down.
Are you using your vacation days, though?
No.
Okay, good. Because
No.
I put in a call.
Yeah, I love it.
I saw a TikTok where this guy hit a 3/4 court shot. Not more than half court. 3/4 court shot in Chicago. They're having a deal where it's like $1 million. No one had ever hit the shot. And he goes down 3/4, halftime of the game, nails the shot. Well, there was some rule about you couldn't have played organized basketball in the last 5 years to win. It was on a contract. He had played within the last 3 years. So they said, we're not giving you $1 million. So the city of Chicago went crazy, first time to ever hit it. And they said, we're not giving you the money. And so he's like, wait, what? So they turned on the city. They turned on the organization. And all of a sudden, he got a call going, hey, you're getting that $1 million. And he's like, what? So over the 20 years, they gave the guy $50,000 every single year. And Michael Jordan was going to watch his son play at a basketball game. Like 3 or 4 weeks later, and the guy's like, I'm going to go meet Michael Jordan, get him to sign this ball. Because after he nailed the shot, Michael Jordan jumped on top of him and was like, this is crazy. So he goes, and he takes the ball, and he gets to Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan's like, did you get your money? And he's like, yeah, how did you know? He goes, we were pissed, and we went to the owners of the team and said, you pay him. If the insurance is not paying him, you have to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're making you use your vacation days, I'm be Michael Jordan. And
we got Michael Jordan in the building.
I'm going to make sure you don't have to use your vacation days if you're coming in. So you're not, though. You're saying that.
Yes. No. Okay. No use of vacation time. I am being taken care of well, very well over here. So
Where are you from? Where did you come from before
Orlando?
Where
did you come from? I am originally from South Florida. So born and raised down there. My dad is Cuban. My mom is Panama. Yes, I speak Spanish también.
Mm, wow.
You three can just have
we will.
Eddie can't speak Spanish. Don't worry.
Sí, puedo hablar español. Gracias.
Sí, se puede.
Gracias, Lunchbox.
Okay, you know, and she is a singer, so we could have her sing for us.
You're a singer, too?
Who is this?
We don't hear another voice.
Yeah, I don't know what
there's no voice on here.
He's Googling her.
Oh, he is?
Oh, that's so funny. I was like, who is this person speaking? Is this God?
Yes. Well, a lot of people call me that.
Say yes,
yeah. Okay. Nerys Barrera is her name.
Yes, Nerys Barrera. Yes, Nerys Barrera.
Yep.
So if you're white, like me, it's Nerys Barrera.
Nuris, yeah.
But if you're Hispanic, it is
Nuris Barrera.
Nuris, you got to drop
what
that.
What is it,
U.
Barrera?
Barrera.
Barrera.
Yeah, you got to roll the tongue with the two R's at the
man,
last
rolling that tongue's hard.
It is.
It takes a whole lifetime to do it.
I roll all day.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, we've been friends for a long time.
Do all day long. I'll do all day, every day. So you, where did you?
Oh, so yeah, so I'm from South Florida, and then I moved up here.
Miami.
Well, I have family in Miami and Hialeah. Like, I know the Tri-County is like the back of my hand, basically. And then my job, my previous job, I was a journalist with this nonprofit blood bank organization where people donate blood. Literally, my job was to create content that would encourage the community to donate blood. So I went from South Florida to Orlando with that same job. Then I worked for the Orlando Magic. I was doing some entertainment stuff with them. I was like the high team, the people that throw t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then the MC, who is the DJ for the hip hop station here in Orlando, he saw me doing my stuff. He was like, this girl, she's crushing it.
Were you on a mic? Did you have a mic, like talking to people?
No, or just, I was just I was doing so much video content. Social media is like my forte. It's like my second language.
Got
and
it.
Then just like being an outgoing person, always just like saying hi. And I was brand new to that was my first season. So I was brand new to the team. I met everybody. And I just, not to like sit on a high horse or anything like this, but like I was just shining. You know what I mean? And so people were recognizing it. The MC recognized it. And he just so happened to know the people from this station right now where we're at. And they were looking for a fourth person to fill in the chair. And he was like, you should interview this girl. So next thing you know, I came in January of this year. I sat down with everyone. It was like my audition, I guess you can say. And then 3 months passed and here I am today talking to you guys.
You like it?
I love it. Yeah. Oh my God. Because I went from a journalist corporate, as I was explaining earlier to the other guys, to just like kicking back, like having fun, you know, like literally my emails went from like, per my last conversation to like, yo, what's up? What are we doing this weekend? So it's just, it's a lot more like laid back, a lot more loosened up. I'm allowed to be a lot more creative than I originally was being a journalist. So
Amy, what advice would you give her? You've done this at a high level for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just feel like she's already showing a lot, just eager and wanting to show up and do extra and show that she wants to learn. I feel like that's the best thing you can do when you're new at something. And then I can just tell by her personality, listening to her, like she just shows up as she is and she's herself. And I think that's the best thing we can do. I feel like listeners want that connection with you and like a female voice that's out there. Any way you can, you know, show or get vulnerable in ways. I feel like a lot of people use that word, but I think a lot of us on this show, we've learned that over the years, like sharing our lives. Of course, we don't share all of it. But when we have, whether it's the highs or the lows, like that's what's made the connection with the listeners, because they're going through a lot of stuff too, and they don't want to be alone. And maybe it's that they need the laugh, or maybe it's that they need the cry. But you get the opportunity to be there for them and be a reliable person in their daily commute or wherever they're listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, Amy, thanks. I wrote some notes down there, too.
Wow,
I like
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Amy.
Well,
I needed to cry today.
No, I needed to laugh, and I got to cry. I got the wrong one. Crap.
Amy, I'm sending you a virtual hug, by the way.
Thank you. Why? Because I have to.
You want me to give her some advice, too?
These guys.
Please.
Wait, what? Lunchbox, you didn't even say English.
You want me to give her some advice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Send it.
Look, now you're famous. So you need to take advantage of that. Like, when you go places, if the table's not available, you let them know who you are. Like,
no.
You say, I'm so-and-so from Johnny's Playhouse.
Johnny's Playhouse?
No,
it's just Johnny's house.
Sorry, I thought it was Playhouse. And you gotta throw your weight around and, like, get free stuff, take free concert tickets, go, you know what I mean? Take advantage of being a celebrity.
I will do that cautiously. I'll put it that way.
I just wouldn't listen to that at all. And so, what, you're a singer, too?
Yes, I do. So, I have a little band. It's slowly growing. I just got a drummer in. And basically, I sing. I got a friend on the acoustic guitar and someone else who had just jumped in as a drummer. So we do a little bit of showings around Orlando sometimes, and trying to really put in that extra effort in it, because singing is like one of my passions. Like this is right here, certified, day one. You guys heard it here. One of my goals is to sing the national anthem for the Orlando Magic. So,
wow.
Slowly working on that. Yeah.
Why slowly? Let me just, let's
go.
You
gotta know someone to know someone. I mean, the line is massively long.
Like, we know someone.
You'd be surprised.
Okay. We can probably help you there a little bit.
That's the advice from the one that, who, what's his name that just gave me?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, that's
Lunchbox.
What I'm saying. That's right.
Rat boy.
Hey, I'm a celebrity. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly. We like to mess in it. We went to Starbucks this morning, and I ordered from the app, and then we just pull up into it. And Eddie goes, "What's the name of the order?" I go, "Hector." And he goes, "We're here to get the order for Hector." And I was like, "You idiot! You know I was just kidding."
No, I don't know. I had no idea.
It's on my app with my name on it.
But you never said Hector. I was kidding.
No,
I was like H E C T.
Maybe there's a K. Look at that again. Well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
She was so nice. I was out wandering the hallway, and I'm like,
"You were told not to."
No, I was told don't leave this area.
He said don't leave the studio. So don't wander the hallway.
No. The hallway outside of this place.
Yeesh, I think you meant outside that door, dude.
Regardless,
we were scared for your
I'm
life.
I'm walking around. I'm lost. And I'm like, "Does anybody know where the pee hole is? Like, I'm looking for the biggest bathroom." And she's like, "It's down there." I said, "Hey, I'm Bobby. It's nice to meet you. Thank you for your help." And I go to the bathroom and I come back. And she goes, "Oh, do you mind if I go in the studio real quick? Because I left my laptop in there." And I'm like, "You can go, just go in there. Like, those dudes are fine." And so I guess you came and got your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, "I should say hi because I think, are you Billy Bones? I think you're important."
Yeah.
You said Billy Bones? Oh, no.
No, she didn't say Billy Bones, but she did say, "Hey, I just want to say hi." She's real nice. And I was like, "Hey, come by." Well, it's really cool. We're going to get out of your studio. But good luck here.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And congratulations on everything.
I am sure our paths will cross again.
Yeah, you're just, mm-hmm. you're like bright and positive. You're magnetic a bit. And I think that's what's working for you.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
I feel that. Also, just one quick thing that I heard whenever you talked about your band. This is something I've been getting encouragement from certain people in my life. So I'm picking up on it now when other women say it. I think it's more common for women to say it, but you said, I have a little band, and I don't know if you meant like the size or actually just like kind of downplaying like, "Oh, it's not that big of a deal, but I have this," okay, well, we need to stop saying, "I have this
little
podcast."
You're the second one to tell me this.
Podcast. I have this little thing, like, you don't hear men walking around being
yes,
like,
you do. Hey, you need I to have this little that. Penis.
Unless it's true.
Oh.
It's not that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do, and I appreciate that because it's not like I'm trying to make it seem like it's this huge thing, because it is a little thing, but it's just my little thing that makes me happy. So I need to speak better about it because it really does put a smile on my face every time I sing. So
you just say, I have a band, period.
Yes.
I have a band.
Yeah. And maybe us ladies say stuff like that because we don't want people to go, "Oh, that's all it is." So we're getting ahead of anyone making us feel less secure about what we're doing. It's like 8-miling yourself. So you get up and you're like, "All right, you're going to make fun of me. I'm going to go ahead and do it before you do." Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go like, "My little band is, you know, we're just trying." That way, if you tell somebody about your band, you're like, "Wait, that's what it is?" You're just kind of cutting everybody off in the past. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should go be Rabbit, but don't go be Rabbit. Like, hitting ourselves in the face first.
Yeah.
Maybe we just make fun of other people first.
Oh.
Yeah. Amy, that's good advice, though.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes just state the facts. You don't have to like over exaggerate it, make it this big thing, but don't make it seem insignificant, because then in your brain, you know, I feel like depending on what your goals are, then it's a limiting mindset. So subconsciously, it's like back in there. So we just need to cut it out. So
Amy came from selling granite. That was her job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Little granite.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
A little granite.
Little bit granite rocks.
Little bitty granite.
They went there to the big rocks. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, this summer was 17 years on the show. And it's funny because I honestly think if I still wanted to go back to that, when I did quit to come get into radio, they said, "Hey, job's still here if you ever want it." And since then, they've sold the company for like a ton of money. And,
they ain't letting you in anymore. I mean, they don't even own the company anymore.
You know my friend Luke, that like, he's how I got the job. Like, he's my same age. We went to high school together. He's retired now at 40, whatever. So, but they started a different company.
What, he's retired?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That'd be nice.
I was like, dang. Did
the
I
shirtless dude?
He would often not have his shirt on yet.
Oh my goodness.
Shirtless Luke.
Dang it.
So
he's
anyway,
already retired, Eddie. We suck.
But then then he decided retirement is not really for him because he likes to work. So he started another company. But it's interesting because like, I could still get back in that game. And so
is this some kind of contract negotiation right now? Or she's leveraging me? She's like, "Hey,
no, but
I can go back to granite."
Wait, what's his new company?
Well, I'll tell you later. It doesn't matter. My
plan is retired.
Me and Lunchbox could go work for him and retire in 10 years.
If he's getting retirement plans this quick, I need to know.
My point in saying this is when I went to put in my 2 weeks notice to come do radio, my manager at the time looked at me and was like, "Okay, you know," I think he was like, "Oh yeah, go do that cute little radio thing for a little bit. And this job will be here for you when you get done with all that." It's just funny because now here we are. And see, it wasn't a little thing.
Yep. It wasn't.
It's, you know, this.
I tell myself.
But I think I could still go back if I needed to.
And Lunchbox, could you go back to Jason's Deli and deliver sandwiches again?
Yeah, I believe they'd hire me back. Rose is still the GM there, so I think
she hasn't retired yet?
No, not that I know of. I don't think she's retired, but I'm pretty sure she's still there. I don't know if Jason, who was the head of the delivery drivers, I don't think
Wait,
he's still
there. Jason from Jason's Deli?
No, it was different Jason, man. It oh. was, you know.
Can you imagine going to Jason's Deli and there's a guy with a Jason name tag and you're like, do you have Jason's Deli here?
I don't think so.
It's a sandwich place. It's pretty popular.
Yeah,
it has a salad bar.
I don't know. Yeah,
you go into a Jason's Deli. You're like, are you the Jason?
I'm the Jason.
Okay, look, I don't want to hold her hostage any longer. Really, really great to meet you.
Oh, please, I'm having a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. So, and then how's Johnny?
Johnny is, oh my God, you guys. I'm surprised you guys don't know him. Like, know him. Like, you got to shake hands with
Johnny?
This man.
You know Johnny?
I've met Johnny.
Oh,
yeah. Is it Johnny Bananas?
He just no Johnny Magic. Oh. He just got he's nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's up there. He's on that list. Yeah, he's a great man. He's done so much for the community. He has his own little charity event that happens near the end of the year where he just gets all these gifts and gives it back to the kids and helps families get back on their feet and stuff like this. So, I mean, great mentor, great person to, you know, lead the radio show and stuff. So he's a good man.
You know, Bones is in the Hall of Fame.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I wasn't going to say
that. We have many legends that walk in this building. It is mind blowing.
I had to say it. Like, it's a big deal.
There's no need to say I'm the youngest person ever put in the Radio Hall of Fame. There's no need to say
I didn't say that.
I was the youngest person ever put in. Stop saying that.
I never said that.
No, but you wanted to, and you had already started it. So I just want to make sure that you're heard. Your voice is heard.
Yeah, that was a cool night.
Yeah. Oh, that was a cool night.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's so cool.
Except, here's the thing. I go, and yeah, it was very cool. I wasn't going to bring it. Johnny's awesome. I agree. Johnny's awesome.
Thank you.
I go, they do the announcement and we're sitting there and the whole show, because I wouldn't get to be here without these people. My friends have been with me on this show for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Meaning we were all very young. Nobody had done radio. And I just grabbed my most trustworthy and entertaining friends and we all just figured it out as we went. And we were doing one city and we were doing pop and hip hop. And then we went to country and it just kind of has worked. And we all of a sudden, boom, you're in the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. And I get there and the announcer's like, and now for the Hall of Fame this year, this guy, and Bobby Jones. That's not my name.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Bobby Bones. And they said Bobby Jones, and that really just made me remember.
Mm. Yeah.
That I'm going to kill that guy. Oh, no, yeah, never forget. No, I thought I was going to murder him when it was over. But yes, it was an awesome night. Okay, Amy, I think we're going to go. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think we're good here. We miss y'all, and... I mean, it's Tuesday.
What do you mean you missed
it? What's today?
We saw you yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, you saw them, like, 24 hours
It's ago. Still not the same whenever.
I agree.
Not everybody's in the same studio. It's
but
still
you
a little
miss
bit different.
Them?
I would prefer to have them here.
I miss
here.
Amy, too.
And since it's Tuesday, I have a new Fifth Thing bonus episode up on my Four Things podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown, and that you can go listen to that. Okay. Like and subscribe.
Do you have a podcast?
I'm working on it.
Just a little one? Working on a little one?
It's non-existent just yet, but it'll go from little to big.
Yes.
What do you think? What do you think you'll focus on?
So that's what I'm working on right now. I need to find what kind of connection I'm going to have with the audience, what kind of audience I'm going to be tailoring to. So I'm kind of working on that a little bit. And it's today, things are so different. So instead of it just being like a blog, I guess, or a podcast, like I'm trying to turn it into like a vodcast, if you will, like a video podcast.
Only you do?
Like
OnlyFans?
Yeah. Right. No way. My mom would crush me.
That's what Lunchbox wants to do. He thinks people will subscribe to him like crazy. But the dudes even do OnlyFans, Lunchbox?
You tell me, Bobby.
Well, you're on there.
I don't.
You're the one that keeps
on
saying
there.
You want to do an OnlyFans.
I support this move.
I mean, if it's gonna make money, it's gonna make money. I gotta get to that retirement.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. Go back
I
to reading your news and not paying attention.
You can maybe sell your feet to.
I mean,
Amy put her feet up, and that dude who's always offering her money got free feet pictures from Amy.
Oh, I didn't put my feet up. I was showing a pair of shoes, and he DM'd me and was like, "The feet." But all of our listeners, like all of our listeners, they take care of us. Like they were also sending messages like, "Amy, oh my gosh, you just put your feet up for free. You could have made $300.
Was it the Goliath angle, or what is it called?
He offered her money to do giantness pictures. Amy, will you explain to her what giantness is?
Well, it's where you angle the camera in a way where your hand or your foot looks really large compared to whatever else is in the picture frame. Oh, and so you look like a giant. But I think he prefers feet. So giant feet. Almost like you're going to step on someone and crush someone. I think he wants that whole image.
And how much was he offering you for that one picture?
That the giantness one went up to, I think we started at 200 for normal foot, 250 for normal foot, and then 300 for giantness.
Wow. Which we're like, why not?
Yeah.
It's a foot.
It's a foot.
I don't know. I
mean, it's questionable because like, then it's like,
yeah.
I don't think if I could put myself in that position, do it personally. But if it is up there, if it is up there nowadays, it's kind of like, well, you might as well make your money.
Yeah,
from
right.
It.
And that's exactly what my daughter said. She was like, "Mom, this is like, she's like, you have got to sell these pictures of your feet." And she's sneaking
pictures of her mom's feet, working backside deals with the dude.
Probably.
So you have your septum pierced?
Yes, I do.
Is that what it's called? A septum piercing?
Mm-hmm.
So did that hurt?
I got it done like almost 10 years ago, and I remember when the guy did it, he moved and then blamed it on me, so it kind of looked crooked.
He moved? What do you mean?
He moved. Like,
oh, he moved his body. He didn't, like, move away.
Yeah, no. He kind of, like, tweaked a little bit when he was piercing me, literally. So just to give you an idea, it's an instant feeling of, like, pain, but, like, not to sound weird, it's a good pain. but the part that hurts is the healing process. So the thing is, when he pierced it, he did it wrong. And like 2 days later, I'm like looking at it. I'm like, this looks a little crooked. So I went to another piercing store. I was like, does this look right to you? And she was like, you better get your money back. So went back to the guy, took it off. He's like, all right, I'll give you your money back. Come back in a week, let it heal, and I'll do it again. So technically, I got it done twice in a matter of
You let him do it again after he messed up the first time?
Well, I mean, I got my money back and he did it right this time. So here I am over 10 years later. It's still there. Yeah.
I would imagine people know you for that, though.
Yeah, so a lot of people did recognize me for it, and the reason why I did it is because, not a lot of people can see this, but if I take my nose ring, which is like a half a circle, I can shove
it
up my nose, and it's gone.
Wait, it's still in there, though?
It's inside my nose now. So, like, I'll take it, and I'll shove it.
Where did it go?
It's inside my nostrils.
What does that feel like? Like boogers in there?
It comes and goes with boogers sometimes.
I don't understand what just happened. It's like a magic trick.
Yeah, so, like, just so that I can try to describe it over the air. So it's half a circle, right? This nose ring is half a circle. If I tuck it up inwards my nostril, it's gone. And like you can't even see I have a piercing. So the reason why I did it, well, hold on. You might see some boogers if I do that.
No, that's okay. But I don't understand where the bottom part goes. It was
bones.
Yeah. Wait. Like Eddie will like that. Eddie likes to eat his boogers. Show him your boogers. He may want to.
No, I don't know how she gets it to flip up.
She just pushes them into her nose. And then just take the horseshoe and flip it inside your nostril. Yeah.
So if the bottom of the horseshoe is sticking out of your nose.
But does it connect all the way through?
No, because it's like a.
Could you pull it out easily?
No. Oh, my God. I have to get this like surgically removed.
Don't pull it out.
I literally tried to unscrew because it's like a screw. Like the ends are like two little square, like circular looking nods, I guess you can say.
Screw-ons.
Yeah. So I tried unscrewing it the other day because I had to do something. And I can't take it off. I have to literally go somewhere for.
But you don't need to, right? Because you can shove it in your nose.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if I need to remove it because I'm getting surgery or something or whatever, if it's the case. Yeah, it's been in there for like 10 years, so I can't literally physically remove it. I have to go somewhere and take it off. So.
Is it common that people can do what you just did with that and shove it in their nose?
Yeah, so I think that's why the reason is why they do it this way instead of like on top of the nose, like the little nose piercing instead of a septum, is to hide it. Because that's why I was a licensed massage therapist at the time and I was working at a very prestigious resort. So you can't show tattoos. You can't show piercings like on your face like this. It's not like up to par, if you will. And so I had to make a decision. I was like, well, I really want tattoos. I'm sorry. I want piercings that I don't do tattoos. So I was like, I can hide this nose ring if I do it right. So then it just became my thing. Yeah.
Now you see me and now you don't.
Yeah.
No.
So it's not a full circle then.
What? No. Yeah. It's gone.
That's
You're a smart guy. Why do you not understand?
I thought it was a full circle, like an ear pierce.
It's where it half a circle.
I can't see, Eddie.
She said half a circle.
But I
can't see, so it's there.
Okay.
And then I will.
It's like you discovered fire.
I thought it was a full circle, dude.
She said half like thousands of times.
But I can't. I have bad vision.
Yeah. You get it now, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of stupid there.
It's like, I don't understand.
But that is cool that you can hide it.
It's really cool.
It's fun.
You going to get one now?
I'm thinking about it, yeah. I don't want to go to him, though, because apparently he tweaks during his... What a weird...
I thought he like pierced it weird way.
Yeah, it's like a 1 in 10 chance I tweak during the piercing.
That's one thing he shouldn't do.
Tweak. Yes. All right, we're done. Amy Good, your podcast. Lunchbox, you doing a deal today? You and Ray?
No, not today.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, Sore Losers will be up tomorrow. Today's my birthday. I'm going to relax.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and since you're a singer, can you sing to me happy birthday?
Oh, boy.
Oh my gosh. Are we doing this?
You don't have to. You can just pass. Okay. You can just pass.
Yeah.
I think Are you on her Instagram, Lunchbox? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Is that why you start talking in your sexy voice to her?
No, I was just saying, hey, it's my birthday. Someone needs to sing. You guys didn't sing, so maybe this random girl will sing.
No, we tried to have a whole birthday talk with you, and you deflected and said you weren't doing anything.
No, I said, I don't know what I'm doing. If my wife has something planned, I don't know.
Well, I have in your gift bag, you have plenty to do.
Oh, You got me some stuff for me and my wife? Sweet.
No.
Can you imagine Amy shows up with a bunch of weird toys for Lunchbox?
Hey, you remember what Amy? I got Amy for her wedding, don't you?
I actually don't.
Oh, I do.
What?
Yeah.
Is it a book?
No.
Oh. I think this caused major issues in my relationship.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Like,
where'd you get Amy?
Yeah, I think.
Candy underwear, man.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't just
but that's
that.
Not,
oh, no, that wasn't major what issues? I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's issues.
Lunchbox just in general, especially early on, that was my first year on the show, and it was like Lunchbox, the way he talked to me and treated me, that was more so probably the root of the issues. Not issues like in our, it led to a lot of uncomfortable discussions at home.
You didn't
like
say
my
Lunchbox's
job.
Name at random times, did you?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
That'd be weird.
That would be
weird.
Like, no,
it was
no.
just that he,
like in your sleep
like
or...
your, as my husband thought it was inappropriate things Lunchbox would say and do.
Yeah.
Like, and now I
and he didn't even appreciate
back,
the candy underwear,
that.
And neither did you. You were like, I am not taking that home. That is, and I'm like, you're married.
That is weird that you would buy Amy underwear of any kind, though.
Right.
It was a Christmas present.
It was a
okay,
whole
we're done.
Box.
Okay, everybody good?
Wait, she hadn't sang happy birthday yet. Stop.
She said she wanted to pass on that.
No, yeah, she's going to pass on. Yeah, she did.
She did say that.
We're going to pass on that. Thank you for coming in.
Of course.
We hope you have
she said she was going to spit that.
Oh, my God, dude. What?
Like, spit it. Like, sing it.
You think she's going to rap your birthday song?
All right, well, guess we're not going to hear her band. I mean, that's a great plug. You hear her, then everybody's
is
like, oh, that's a good
threat?
Band.
Are you threatening her now that we're always going
to
boycott?
No, there's not threat. I'm saying this is a chance to get her voice out there because then people are like, oh, maybe I should go check her band out. But she doesn't want that plug. Hey, that's...
Are we doing this?
If you would like to, you can. But you should tell about your Instagram anyway.
Okay, well, my personal Instagram is my first name, which is N-U-R-Y-S. Period.
N-U-R. Do it again.
N-U-R-Y-S.
Got it.
Period. B-A-R-R-E-R-A. Barrera. Barrera.
Okay.
Yeah, Nerys, period, Barrera.
Got it.
It's a long one.
I know it's good.
Yeah, I got it.
And what's the band name?
It's actually my first name backwards. So it's Nerys is my first name. If you say it backwards, it's Siren. So it's Siren Says. Yeah.
That's
Siren
cool. Says. Yeah.
So the joke of it is like, you know, when I kickstart like the performance, I'm like, you know, all right, Siren Says, if you got a beer in your hand, put it up, cheers and drink. You
Siren
know?
Says is a cool name.
Yeah, it is cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little nickname of mine, my name backwards.
Well, Lunchbox, look, she got the plug with no singing, so.
Got him.
All right, you guys have a, we'll see you tomorrow.
So lame.
Ray, we good? Everything good?
Yep.
All right, thank you guys. See you tomorrow.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.